Ossoff and Warnock have won in Georgia, so congrats. And I just want to take this moment to thank black voters, because in this election and in every election in which we've gotten a narrow escape from doom, we can thank black voters, and I am happy to do that. I know that there has been a lot of organization, a lot of activism in Georgia around this. I know that there was crazy stories of voter suppression coming out of Georgia. I heard one story on TikTok in which black women who voted in the presidential election suddenly had their voter registration wiped, that they had to re-register in order to vote in this runoff. And that is just unacceptable. That is voter suppression. Textbook. Disgusting. Anyway, I just want to take a moment to thank Benjamin Dixon, Mondale Robinson, Marcus Farrell, and all of the members of the clickbaity political thirst trap, or whatever they call their morning podcast. They have been a voice for truth in this election. I want to thank Really American for raising $100,000 to fund ride shares to the polls for this election as well. I also want to bring up something that Marcus Farrell said on that podcast this morning, and I want to address my Force the Vote brethren on this. I won't say brethren, I'll say mishbucha on this. In this Force the Vote conversation, we have not highlighted Medicare for All activists that have been fighting for this for a long time. We have not highlighted the fact that Medicare for All is meaningless unless the infrastructure for healthcare to be provided to every citizen exists. Is this addressed in current Medicare for All policy? Are we going to be focusing on building hospitals? Are we going to focus on funding ambulance rides? What are we going to do to help the people that are too poor to get to the healthcare? Our concern should not just be about affording the healthcare, but also getting to the healthcare and getting to competent healthcare. We need to make sure that everyone can access competent healthcare within a reasonable distance. I may not yet have the biggest platform, but I will happily use what I got to bring attention to this concern. It's absolutely important that as leftists, we make sure to include this in our conversation, and I think it's necessary to.